Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ethan's Thoughts. This is episode 18. Can you believe it? I've actually just been like insanely taken back of like how awesome it's been doing Ethan's Thoughts, the support I've had while making it. We're almost to episode 20, which is a milestone episode. And I cannot wait for episode 20, but we have 18 and 19. 18 is today. So happy Thursday. A few things I want to share real quick before we get into the episode. I am now officially the next step closer to finally uploading Ethan's Friends. We've been waiting on the second mic. The second mic is here. We are going to be filming it in the next week-ish, 10 days at the most. So it will be on February, but I do have a special announcement. So we already know Ethan's Friends is going to be uploaded every single month, once a month, but it's going to be uploaded on, drumroll please, Mondays, every single Monday. So it's going to be like the second Monday of the month. So the second Monday of every month will be an episode of Ethan's Friends. And so I'm super excited. I cannot wait. It's time. I'm so ready for this. It's actually, so I said earlier on the past episode, it's going to have a separate channel for that. It's actually not. I'm going to post it here on the Ethan's Thoughts Apple Podcasts and Spotify channel that you may be listening to this on right now. However, it will not be titled Ethan's Thoughts, the episode. It will be Ethan's Friends EP1. If you want to hear the audio, remember, you'll be able to get to a link in my social media bios, but there will be a YouTube channel that will have the video podcast of Ethan's Friends. So if you want to check it out there, you can, or if you just want to keep listening, maybe on a car ride or something like that, you will have the access to it here. Now, for today's episode, episode 18, we've all watched shows growing up. A lot of the people that listen to this podcast are my age, you know. So you grew up watching more modern kid shows growing up, teenage shows like on Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, etc., Cartoon Network. But Disney Channel for me was like the most iconic. I had my share of Cartoon Network and all this and that, but Disney Channel was always like the biggest thing for me. So I decided to make a top 10 list of my favorite Disney Channel shows from when I was growing up. Your show is probably not going to be number one. And you know what? That's fine. Yours might, it might be number one, but if it's not, it's my opinion and I feel like I'm right, but that's up to you to decide. So we're going to do our top 10, 10 being the least favorite of the top 10, which also remember, if you make top 10, that's still pretty good. It's better than not being in the top 10. So I'll start at 10, go down all the way to one, which one is being my favorite Disney show of all time. I'll give a brief explanation too. Enjoy this trip down memory lane if you have watched any of these shows. It's going to be a blast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you guys in the episode. All right, here we go. Top 10 Disney Channel shows. So at number 10, we're going to get straight into this. On number 10, I'm going to start with Lizzie McGuire. Now, a lot of you may like Lizzie McGuire, and it may be higher on your list. I'm going to be honest. It really wasn't, like, for my preference. It was not my favorite show at all. It may not be top 10, other than the fact that Lizzie McGuire is also an iconic Disney show. It's probably one of the biggest, I think, in terms of overall popularity. So I thought because of that and my respect for Lizzie McGuire, that it has to be number 10. Like Hilary Duff, she was like an iconic Disney actress. And so you have to give her props. And I even think, did they try a reboot? I got no idea. But I just know how big it was and how popular it was. So I'm giving it its respect, putting it at number 10. So number 10 is going to be Lizzie McGuire. Even though I watched a few episodes, it really was not my favorite show, though. 9 through 1 are the ones I like really actually enjoyed watching overall. So that gives us with number 9, Cory in the House. You guys know Cory in the House? You know, I think it only ran for like 1 or 2 seasons. You follow Cory Baxter. Oh, Baxter, that's familiar. Yeah, from That's So Raven, her little brother. This talks about him and the dad getting a job, going to the White House, and he's the chef. The dad's the chef for the president, and Cory lives there with him, and you meet a bunch of awesome people. It's such a funny show. Kyle Massey, I think is his name, was hysterical. I don't think he's staying out of trouble at this point in his life, so I can't say. I think I remember hearing something that he's kind of gotten in some issues, but he was hysterical on that show. He like had a thing for the president's daughter. She was funny. Jason Dolly, who appears in another show that's on this list, was on there. And it was just super funny. I really enjoyed Cory in the House. I got a lot of laughs out of it. It didn't go as long as I wish it did. So that's why it's higher up on the list, like number 9. But it was a really funny show. And I think it's on Disney Plus. I hope it is. I haven't rewatched it on Disney Plus yet, but if it is. Number 8, we are going to have an animated show. Number 8 is American Dragon Jake Long. If you have not heard of American Dragon Jake Long, you can go check it out on Disney Plus, and it is worth it. Young boy Jake Long has the power to become a dragon and fight bad guys. And this show was like iconic to me. It like changed my life. Being really honest here, I've watched it so many times. I got sentimental memories from watching it. I'd get up before school every day and watch one episode of a show with my dad when I was younger, and we watched American Dragon Jake Long every single day, and it was awesome. I absolutely loved it. The show was amazing, and it was just such a good show. It had a good story, had a good love interest between Jake and this girl named Rose. He had good funny side friends. I was just stoked. It was an absolute blast, and I had to put it on this list. It was an animated show, though, that kind of knocked it back some. A little cheesy animation, but I liked it a lot as well. So that's number 8. Number 7, Girl Meets World. Now, if we're ranking theme songs, Girl Meets World's probably number 1. If you know me, pardon. If you know me well, you know I can sing that song word for word. And I'm not ashamed of it either. But this show, I didn't put Boy Meets World because I couldn't remember if Boy Meets World actually started on like original Disney or not. Because I know some of the content that they discussed in Boy Meets World was like a little bit sus to put on Disney, like a kids network. So I don't think it was on there. I think it was on another network. But it got like the sequel of whatever that was in Disney, which was Girl Meets World. But that show was like amazing. I learned so much about life from this show, about decisions you make in life and how decisions have consequences, and learned a lot. I really actually did. And I just loved watching the main character, Riley, and all the side characters, Maya, Farkle, Lucas. It was just a blast. And Boy Meets World, Cory and Topanga, goats, absolute goats. And Girl Meets World was a legit banger show. Absolute banger. It hit the real topics, not no Disney stuff, big real stuff. So I loved Girl Meets World, and that's why it's at number 7. For me to say I loved Girl Meets World so much and for it to be number 7, you got to know these shows are bangers. The shows that are coming up are absolute bangers. Number 6 is The Suite Life on Deck. You thought maybe I was going to say Suite Life is Zack and Cody. No, no, no. That's a little bit higher. Suite Life on Deck, which was the sequel show where the brothers, Zack and Cody, go live on a boat. That one was funny. That one was really, really funny. And the only reason I didn't put it any higher was because I feel like I personally actually might have liked it more, but it didn't go as long and it just didn't hit the same as the original in some of the humor. But I thought it was really funny. It had like really cool stories and stuff, like whatever. So I really liked it. Them on the boat, same iconic characters at least, like Zack, Cody, Mr. Mosby, London. And then we met some new really funny ones, Marcus, Bailey, Woody, which also, by the way, I forgot his name and I'm not even looking it up for this podcast, but the actor that played Woody on Suite Life on Deck, look him up right now. He looks insanely different. He does not look the same. You will have your mind blown if you haven't seen what he looks like now. But Suite Life on Deck was number six. I think that was, yeah, number six. Number five, this one is kind of similar to Lizzie McGuire, except, of course, not as similar because it's ranked number five. So, like, this one, if you count my 1, 2, 3, and maybe even six, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and even six, I don't know the number. Whatever. This next one is not my favorite, but I liked it more, of course, than Lizzie McGuire, and it has to have its respect for the popularity it had on Disney Channel, and that is That's So Raven. The show is hysterical. She could see in the future and stuff. And I even had like a funny story that I remember with That's So Raven. So like, you know how she like looks in the distance and it's like, I just had a vision. One time I went to the movies with my friend Lou. So Lou, if you're listening, shout out Lou. We went to the movies one time and the girl who was serving us popcorn, she's legit probably 3 or 4 years older than us. We were about 13, 14 at the time. So she's like maybe a senior in high school. And as we're like, I got my popcorn and ticket quick. As he was getting his popcorn, he legit just froze while talking to her and looked off into space. And she's like, sir, sir. And he goes, also it was weird her calling him sir when she's like way older than us. But then he was like, oh, sorry, I just had a vision. I just had a vision that I got your number. And it failed. He did not get her number. But I just thought that was kind of funny because I remember that from That's So Raven. But it's so funny. The Baxter family. Raven was hysterical. I know there's like some reboots of it maybe, like where it's a little bit different, and I have not watched those. Like I said, I didn't love it that much, but it was very funny, very cool, and you had to give it its props. The next one on the list that we have, I believe this is number five. Yes, this is number five. We are entering the top five Disney shows. Recap, 10 through six first, because I'm doing that instead of doing like the whole long recap. So we're going to break it off the first half. Number 10, Lizzie McGuire. Number 9, Cory in the House. Well, what? Number 8, Girl Meets World. Number 7, number 8 was American Dragon, Jake Long. Number 8 or 7 was Girl Meets World. I got those flip-flopped, my bad. Number 6 was The Suite Life on Deck. And then That's So Raven. I think I'm getting my numbers mixed up. Whatever, that's the order. So let me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, the next five shows, I was just tripped up. My numbers on my notes, I listed out the shows on my thing, but like the numbers were glitching out and it was being really weird. Next one, right after That's So Raven, we're in top five, number five. Good Luck Charlie. This show was a banger. Like, I feel like, so you know how some shows, like, yeah, you got your main characters that hit, like Zack and Cody hitting both their shows. They had a few side characters that did, but they had some that didn't. Good Luck Charlie, almost every character in Good Luck Charlie was like top tier. You got Amy Duncan. What's the dad's name? Bob Duncan. There we go. We have Charlie, Gabe, Peter, and I totally forgot Bridget Mendler's character's name. But you got the family. Wow, I cannot believe I forgot her name. I legit remembered it like 12 seconds before I started the podcast. But that show was a banger. Like, I feel like that's like an actual representation of sometimes how crazy a family can be. I feel like I related it to mine. Like, in terms of just like crazy. And the parents were hysterical. They were actually like funny parents, not the cheesy parents that like are annoying kind of the time, half the time. Like, you actually really liked Bob and Amy Duncan, and it was just insanely awesome. The show was funny, had its drama, had its humor, had its progression, and I really enjoyed it. So it was a for sure top five, and I would not regret. I could maybe put it even a little higher. Number four, this one maybe some of people's higher, but I think number four is a pretty good one, pretty good spot for this one, in my opinion, for my preferences, and that is Hannah Montana. Hannah Montana is iconic as well. It's probably, it could also be probably, if you look at some numbers, one of the most popular ones, if not the most popular Disney show that's ever existed. And I will say, take a break. You're probably going to notice none of the current shows are on there. That's because, one, I could easily just say they're not as good as old Disney shows, but I'm just going to be blunt. I'm also not a kid that watches some of the modern Disney Channel shows anymore. So they actually very well potentially could be good. I just wouldn't know because I'm not the age group for that anymore. So like if an 11-year-old made a podcast with this, their list would look a lot different compared to even a 25-year-old making a podcast or a 30-year-old making a podcast about their favorite Disney shows. I don't even know if Disney was having many shows that many years ago. Who knows? But I can only list what I've watched. And Hannah Montana was a banger. It deserves top four. I wasn't a big fan. Like, I actually really liked Hannah Montana a lot. And I was not a big fan of like that later. I think it was like the last season transition where they like went to that new house, things like that. I really wasn't a big fan of that. I wasn't a big fan of Oliver and Lily getting together. Just being blunt. Like, I just wasn't. But nonetheless, it was still a banger show. For the one season I didn't like of it, really. Like, even the one season I didn't like, I enjoyed. But I didn't like it as much as the other seasons. But the other seasons were so funny, so good. It still gets the show to top four. And it was an absolute banger of a show. And she could sing. So you got like a bunch of cool songs with it as well. The dad, kind of like Good Luck Charlie, the dad was like good humor. It wasn't like cheesy humor and stuff like that. So he was an absolute banger. I loved it. Top four for sure. Hannah Montana. Number three. This one's personal. That's Wizards of Waverly Place. So me and Sydney have established that we are allowed to have celebrity crushes. I, of course, would pick her over every celebrity crush. She knows that. I would like to really believe she would pick me over every celebrity crush, even though there would be some competition. But this show produced my, honestly, to this day, still maybe only celebrity crush. It, for sure, number one, if there were any more. Selena Gomez. I don't think she can do any wrong. And this show was so funny. Once again, funny parents. Kind of like, I feel like maybe Good Luck Charlie had better parents, but I liked this show better. Like Wizards Undercover. Living in New or wherever they lived, I think it was New York, having a shop for food. The humor was funny. The Max was hysterical. Alex was crazy. Justin was crazy. Harper was like a good friend where she was kind of annoying, but she was supposed to kind of be annoying, and that was good. And the stuff with like the bad wizards, werewolves, you had angels, you had vampires. I mean, you had it all. And I just thought it was so cool, like watching that kind of stuff. And it was my favorite show. I met my celebrity crush on that show, and it was just an absolute blast. And it's for sure, this one, I could wake up on a certain day and put this show number one. But for now, it's going to be number three, Wizards of Waverly Place. Absolute gas. Number two, we are in our top two. That's Phineas and Ferb. I think this is the last animated. Yeah, this is the last animated show. There's only two animated shows, American Dragon, Jake Long, and Phineas and Ferb. But Phineas and Ferb is just such a good show. And I will say, just being, this kind of sounds cheesy, but like, I'm a very imaginative person. Like we were just recently, me and Sydney were talking about with her mom, how like I have a lot of dreams and aspirations, and I do take the time to break it down and see if these are actually realistic dreams, but that doesn't stop me in the moment of like, hey, this is something I want to consider trying and listing that. Sydney knows just to give me some time and it's probably going to go away. But still, I think about those things. I imagine and I have an imagination that is always running. And some of that's because of Phineas and Ferb, because that show is crazy. Their imagination was off the chains. They're just doing something crazy every single time. And then you got your reliable that Candace is going to try to bust them. She fails. But then you got like those one or few episodes where it does work and it like sets a chain of like two or three episodes. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is fire. Phineas and Ferb was awesome. Phineas and Ferb individually were iconic characters. Ferb might have carried the whole show on his back. Phineas kind of got on my nerves at times, but Ferb was like a consistent lock to always be the best. And I just thought, see, their parents were kind of like the cheesy ones, but the show was just so good in itself of the adventures they went on, the things they made, the humor. I loved it. So before we list number one, I will specify, if you watched Disney growing up, you knew that there was also something called Disney XD. I did not. Phineas and Ferb technically started on Disney XD and then went to Disney Channel, or the opposite. It started on Disney Channel and then went to Disney XD. I don't remember, but I'm going to put it on this list. But I did not list any other Disney XD shows. There are some Disney XD shows that I'm going to put right now as an honorable mention for the top 10. I just decided not to put them in there. And one of these shows, I actually like most and almost all of these shows. But Disney XD did not have enough shows for me to distinct that. So I could have combined it. I just chose not to. But we got three. Three honorable mentions for the Disney XD side that are also going to be top 10. The first one is that show Lab Rats. It's more newer, where you got like the kid, his mom marries this guy. He's rich. He's a billionaire. And he created bionic humans who are teenagers, and they save the world, and he wants to be one of them, and they all become brother and sister or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It was entertaining. It had some cool excitement. It was very cheesy, which is why it's also not in top 10, even if it was combined. But I thought it was kind of cool. Decent story. Some twist here and there, but yeah, honorable mention. That's probably the bottom list of the honorable mention too. Second one, Kicking It. Boom, that show is fire. Absolute fire from start to finish. And I loved it. I loved watching them fight karate. I liked Leo Howard, I think was his name, the guy who played Jack, the main character. He actually did his own stunts because he knew karate. And I thought that goes so hard. That was awesome. And I just loved it. And so I really liked Kicking It. Jason Earls, who was also in Hannah Montana, was hysterical. That show is insanely funny. And the last one on the honorable mention was Pair of Kings. Mitchell Musso and Doc Shaw played Boomer and Brady, the brothers that became kings. Yo, if you haven't watched that show, it's actually low-key still pretty funny. I watched it recently. And that one would probably be top three if I decided to put Disney XD shows on this list. Because that show is hysterical. It is one of my favorites. I genuinely like laugh out loud still to this day while watching it. Sydney just kind of rolls her eyes when I talk about that one, but that one's really funny for real. And if it was like on Disney Channel, it'd be probably top three on this list, maybe top two. But for now, it's going to be the number one honorable mention outside the list from that Disney XD branch. So before I list number one, let's recap 5 through 2 and we'll list number one. Number 5 was Good Luck Charlie. Boom. Hannah Montana, number 4. Wizards of Waverly Place, number 3. Phineas and Ferb, 2. And number 1, you guessed it, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. This show may have been flawless. Flawless. Zack and Cody were amazing. The mom was hysterical, and she was relatable, in my opinion, with a lot of it. Mr. Mosby was typical, but he was what I wanted. Having Maddie was awesome, working at the candy shop, whatever. And Zach trying to win her over when there's a huge age gap. I cheered for that. the side characters were unbeatable. London was a side character, in my opinion, in that show. She kind of had a more, she had a big role in Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I feel like she had a more impactful role on deck, like more personal development, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but like Arwen and Esteban, A tier side characters. They were not in every single episode, but they were in some, and they were just A plus. Lance, A plus character. Like these, this was just such a flawless show. And I wish we could have more shows that made me feel that way. Humor, spot on. It had some good moments in the show, good crossovers, good special episodes, all of it. This show is flawless. It is peak childhood for me. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. So that's my Disney show list. Like I said, you probably will disagree with some of these rankings. You may not have some of them in your top 10 at all. A lot of them, in my opinion, may actually be in your top 10, but the order that we have is different. So if you want to let me know what your orders is, you can come find me. You can send me a message on social media and tell me your order. I'd actually like to see it because I'm kind of curious what some people think, especially with certain ones like Hannah Montana, Wizards, The Way We Blaze, maybe Lizzie McGuire, things like that. But thank you for listening to today's episode. This one was kind of cool. I might do this with other things. Like I may do a Nickelodeon show, or I may even do like streaming service like Amazon Prime or Netflix, Hulu, you know, things like that. I might list like my favorite shows I've seen on there or whatever. Who knows what I'll do, but thanks for watching. Wait, you're not watching. You're listening. Thank you for listening to Ethan's Thoughts. I appreciate the support. Every Thursday, we're continuing the trend. Hope you guys have a good Thursday. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace out.